They're sitting around getting too damn clean. I don't really like the way that seems. Take the glasses from your eyes. Take your prayers out of the sky. The devil wears a familiar disguise. Your sins away and swing and turn and sing. Hey, hey, hey. Put your back seat down, throw your arms around. When the hammer rings, I don't need a thing. All my money's gone, so put your
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's a new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, being an eclectic blend of neofolk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Alice Merton, Varsity, and Fourth Wanderers. Today's reissue song is from America, off a re-release of one of their greatest hits albums. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from The Damned, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Chase Snowden. They are an unsigned indie pop, modern slash alt rock quartet from Bristol in the UK. They're fronted by Che on vocals and rhythm guitar and aptly supported by Liam Roberts on lead guitar, George Roach on bass, and Ed Fox on drums. They've been described as, quote, Jake Bugg's angrier little brother, fronting a super group made up of members of Catfish and the Bottlemen, Arctic Monkeys, and the Queens of the Stone Age. They have made a huge impact on the UK tour scene, selling out many of their live shows. These guys seem to have the right stuff. They released four singles today, with the latest being Zenobia, which came out February 4th. New music from Che Snowden here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That's the latest material from Alice Merton here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Alice Merton, a British-Canadian singer-songwriter, has finally released her debut EP almost a year and a half since releasing her dynamite single, No Roots. When she released that single in December of 2016, she was already getting compared to Fleetwood Mac, Sia, and Florence and the Machine. The new EP officially dropped April 6th, and since you have heard me play the title track so much, I wanted to play a deeper cut. The tune was called Lash Out. Changing musical direction with a tune from Sand Moon. Sand Moon is an unsigned indie pop new folk band based in Beirut, Lebanon. Sandra Arsalanian fronts the band with four talented musicians. They have just self-released a three-song single. I know that makes no sense, but that's what they're calling it. The single is titled Beirut Berlin Session, and it came out March 9th. The song I have to air for you this morning is the lead-off track. It's called Shiny Star. By the way, just want to mention these guys reached out to me directly, which still cracks me up. New music from Sand Moon here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Feel it not round the barbed wire fence.
That's the latest material from Dead Sea here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. We are starting, well, actually more smack dab in the middle of the new release show portion of today's show. Dead Sea, they are a self-described, quote, turbo chillwave, four-piece band out of Paris, France. This unsigned alt chill pop slash shoegaze outfit is how I describe them. Are getting ready to self-release their debut EP, Colorate, on May 4th. And I just played the selected single. It's called Nowhere, and it's spelled K-N-O-W.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Next up is a new one from Varsity. Varsity is a female-fronted, mixed-gendered, unsigned indie alt-pop rock five-piece out of Chicago, Illinois. They formed as a band back in 2013, and all that time they were putting together, I guess, a total of two albums, one EP, and several singles. The latest effort is one of those albums that I just mentioned. The new disc is titled Parallel Person. It officially dropped on April 27th. I played two tracks from the album already, so I dug a bit deeper to play a track for you to give you, well, a depth of their talent. This song is called A Friend Named Paul. New music from Varsity here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Cause you know there's nothing wrong, it's just my mind.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with The Damned right after latest here from Snail Mail. New music from Snail Mail here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Snail Mail is a stage name for a solo project from Lindsay Jordan from Baltimore, Maryland. Snail Mail released their debut album, Habit, in 2016 when Lindsay was just 16 years old. She was still in high school. She's now 18 and signed to Matador Records with her sophomore effort, Lush, set for release on June 8th. The track I just spun for you there is called Pristine, and it's the album's pre-release single. Well, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. Part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is The Damned. The Damned, well, they are an English rock band formed in London, England in 1976 by lead vocalist Dave Vanian, guitarist Brian James, bassist, and then later bassist Captain Sensible, and drummer Rat Scabies, which I can't believe Rat Scabies is his real name. Anyway, they were the first punk band from the United Kingdom to release a single. It was called New Rose. That came out in 76. Released the album Damn 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 in 1977, all in the punk vein. And then they toured the United States. They made a big impact on that style of music. It's been a little over 40 years since The Damned released their debut album. And I have to tell you, These guys still have some chops. The new album, Evil Spirits, just came out on April 13th. Song I have to start this feature is the album's lead off track. It's called Standing on the Edge of Tomorrow. So this is The Damned. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Standing on the edge of tomorrow. Standing on the
Freeform Radio. Tufts University. 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was The Damned with Alone Again Or, which was released in 1986 off their Anything album. I have to say, that's like the epitome of what I want a lineage to be, because the sounds are so different, and you'll see how they've developed over the years. But wonderful exchange there. I want to remind you that I'll be posting the entire new release show playlist at my website a little bit later on today. That's tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there perusing, you can also avail yourself to some links to some free downloads, which I posted there, and also some videos housed there as well. You can all check it out. There's an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request as well. It's at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from America. The album that has been re-released is America's Greatest Hits, History. It originally came out in 1975, and back in the 70s, this light folk trio were releasing an album a year from 72 to 77. Even after 77, they were still putting out albums. However, they weren't getting the hits they used to. The release of their debut self-titled album put them in the top 20 of the U.S. charts with the help of A Horse With No Name. The sophomore release, Homecoming, also did commercially well. However, the release of Hat Trick, which I know that they were going for, they kind of fell flat. Then in 74, they redeemed themselves with the release of Holiday. This collection that I have for today is all the hits from that period. Like I mentioned, A Horse With No Name, Ventura Highway, and of course, this one. I really like this one. This is called Tin Man. So this is America with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was the latest from Wet Jeans. If you listen to my show with any frequency lately, you know Wet Jeans. I play their song Finish Line quite a bit. Love the tune. Wet Jeans, for those who aren't aware of them, they're new, they're unsigned, they're fun. They're a little new pop trio out of Canton, Georgia. They are Caleb Little, Neil College, and Brian Heckman. Their original single definitely has like major pop leanings, and on the new album, they have a couple tracks in that vein. However, they also rock it up a bit, kind of like a southern rock style, which makes sense because they're from Georgia, and which I'm happy about. However, I ended up going with kind of another poppy sound and tune off the disc, and that was called Broken Record. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Fourth Wanderers. Fourth Wanderers are a mixed-gendered female-fronted indie alt-rock quintet out of Montclair, New Jersey. I first found them in 2016, just after they signed with Father Daughter Records, which is how I found them, which helped them release also their record label debut EP, Slop, in November of that year. However, since that time, they've changed record labels, and they signed to Sub Pop, which is a fantastic label. Their self-titled full-length debut album has a street date of April 27th. The song I've picked for you is called Ages Ago. New music from Fourth Wanderers here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We'll be right back. there with a question that never gets answered. And all your time living inside of me. And did you surrender? Believer, pretender. And all your time living inside a dream. And there with a question that never gets answered. And all your time living inside of me. And did you surrender?
New music from Sons of